there are some stories that are told in the Gemara and the Talmud that are so difficult to understand, and it's happened to me many times, that when I see how Chassidus explains these stories, as many other things in Judaism and Yiddishkeit, I just don't understand, to be honest with you, how people could have understood these things and how you can understand them without the explanation that Chassidus gives. One such example is a very difficult story to understand in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. You might remember the name Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. If you know about the famous 10 martyrs, the 10 great Tanoim, the 10 great Tzaddikim at the time of the Roman era that gave their lives, that were killed, murdered, tortured to death by the Romans. We speak about them both in Yom Kippur, Musaf, and also on Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was one of those 10 martyrs, the Asar Hugei Malchus, and he was the one, you might recall, that was wrapped up in a Torah scroll and set on fire with the Torah scroll. And as he was being burned alive, his students saw that he was looking at something, and the students asked him, "What are you looking at?" And he said that only the parchment is burning, but the letters are flying above. And so Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was murdered and died a martyr's death. But the story that I'm referring to is actually the story that leads up to the fact that he got executed. Because before that, he went to visit his teacher, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was on his deathbed. And this Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit his Rebbe, so to speak, to say goodbye, because he knew that he was sick and that he didn't have much time left in the world. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said to Rabbi Chanina when he came to visit him, he said, "Chanina, I've heard rumors that now you, in this time of the Roman occupation, when the wicked Roman government at the time was declaring that it was forbidden for Jews to study Torah, and that was a capital crime, I've heard that you, Chanina, that you makil kehilos berabim, that you gather whole groups in public with a sefer Torah in your hand, in public, and teach Torah." And Rabbi Chanina responds, "Min hashamayim yirachmu, Hashem will have mercy on me." And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says to him, "Don't you know that this Roman kingdom, empire, burned God's temple, destroyed his sanctuary, killed and murdered thousands of holy people, and you're saying that God will have mercy? In other words, are you kidding me? What, are you going to like give me these, you know, God will help? Are you ever said there? Don't you understand what's going on? This is pikuach nefesh. You can't be doing this. What do you mean God will have mercy?" And then Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said scary words. He said to Rabbi Chanina, "I'll be surprised if you continue what you're doing, that you're going to get caught by the Romans and they're going to burn you and your Torah scroll." And that's what ended up happening. Rabbi Chanina didn't listen to his teacher's warning, and that's what happened. Or he didn't care. He wanted to be Moser Nefesh. But that's not the difficult part of the story. The difficult part of the story is the continuation of the dialogue. Rabbi Chanina, after he gets this warning from his teacher, he then says to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, "Rebbe, ma ani l'chaya olam haba? Do you think I will have a portion in the world to come? Do you think I'm getting into heaven?" Now that's a pretty strange question for somebody that we obviously just established is teaching Torah b'mesiras nefesh. But Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma's response is even more crazy. He says to him, "Klu maisa baliyotcha? Did you ever do anything good?" That's what he said. He says to his Rabbi Chanina, "Klu maisa baliyotcha? Did you ever do anything good?" So Rabbi Chanina responds, "Yeah, last Purim, the money that I had set aside for the Purim feast, I gave to poor people. But instead of then using money that I had for the poor people to pay for the Purim feast, I paid for the Purim feast with different money, out of my pocket." So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma heard this and he said, "Im kain, mechelkecha ye chelki megerelchi yegerli. Oh, if only I could be with you in Olam Haba. If you did that, you gave so much charity, I want to be with you in Olam Haba." And this story obviously makes absolutely no sense. That's why he's going to get Olam Haba. That's why he's going to have a portion in heaven, because he gave extra charity. He's putting his life on the line to teach Torah. That Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma asks, "Do you ever do anything good?" And honestly, for years, I didn't understand this story, and I never saw a good interpretation until I saw the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya in Torah Or, how he explains the story. And he says as follows, listen carefully. We're told to love God. V'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha. We say in the Shema, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol meidecha, with all our heart and with all our life. God has to permeate our hearts, and we have to be even willing to give over our lives to God. Then what's b'chol meidecha? To love God with all your very, your much. So Chassidus explains that means that it's not enough to love God even with all your life, or to give your life for God. You have to be willing to go out of your box for God. You have to be willing to go out of the Egypts that you've constructed of yourself. We all have natures. We have ways that we're comfortable with serving God. We have comfortable natural modes of how we serve God because we've built our own personalities have become Egypts. Mitzrayim, finite, constrained boxes. And people are content living 30, 40, 50 years being the same person that they were, not ever changing their nature, not going beyond their nature, not going out of the Egypt of their personality, the Metzorim, the Mitzrayim of who they are. Not being a Shabbos HaGadol, a big person, a big spirited person that's willing and capable and dedicated enough to Hashem to go out of our nature and completely go beyond the person that we thought that we were. And so you see, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was saying to his student, yes, I know that you teach Torah in public, b'mesiras nefesh, with tremendous sacrifice, but apparently you love learning Torah. That's your nature. You're what's called a merish chere b'tiva. You have a nature of being an introvert, a sedimentary type, a type that likes learning. I'm sure we all know people like that. I can relate to that more than when I give examples from like sports and stuff. So you love learning Torah. That's your nature. Did you ever do anything that's completely beyond your nature? And then he told him the story that he splurged with money. Because generally, people that are more introverted and intense and serious and marishchera are not generous. Generous comes from the other type of nature. People that are usually more outgoing, happy-go-lucky, loving, caring, jumpy, those people are usually the generous people. And Reb Chanina said, yeah, I completely gave money beyond what I'm used to giving. Reb Yosef ben Kisma says, oh, you went out of your Egypt, the Metzorim, the Egypt of your nature. You loved God b'chol meidecha. You went beyond who you thought you were and what you thought you were capable of. Im kein, only I should have a portion of heaven with you. Of course, that doesn't mean that if not, he wouldn't have a portion of heaven. It means a ben olam hab. It means a person that's truly a godly person, a big person, a Shabbos HaGadol soul, a big soul, and a continuous exodus from Egypt that every day we have to leave our constraints. That type of heaven is something we all should strive for, can strive for, need to strive for, and that merit will go out of this Egypt, of this exile, very soon with the coming of Mashiach. Good Shabbos.